One final time with Royal Valley boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown, here on our Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Panthers in a tough opener in sub-state, took Perry LeCompton on the road into overtime, but the Cavs were able to hold on and get the win, 57-51, ending the Royal Valley basketball season. Coach, we'll talk about the season as a whole momentarily, but man, that was just an exciting basketball game, great atmosphere, back and forth, a ton of lead changes throughout. You guys hit a big three to force overtime, but ultimately, you know, Perry just a couple more stops, they hit some free throws, and they're able to hold on for the win. Just kind of take us back to the overall thoughts and takeaways from that game.
Well, you know, just obviously very proud of our guys for coming out there and battling. You know, we lost to them twice already that year, and neither game was particularly close, so, you know, there's certainly, we didn't think there was any quit in our boys, but they certainly, you know, they certainly proved that and, you know, continued to just try to get a little better each day and then put it together. Next day, played a really good second quarter there against Perry, and certainly a back and forth game that definitely could have gone either way. And, you know, they made a couple more plays and got a couple more breaks late, and so they were able to get the win. But I'm definitely proud of our guys and just their effort level, and like I said, their willingness to continue trying to work and continue trying to get better.
Yeah, and just a lot of, you know, younger players, you know, getting more involved as the season went along, and just a couple of seniors that provided some top quality minutes. But, you know, we'll talk about the seniors in a moment, but just from where you guys were at the beginning of November, early December, you know, to this final game here this week, you know, just the grit and the grind that your team put forth and the improvements and growth that you saw. Just talk about that aspect as you went along here these last few months.
Yeah, you know, we had, you know, the team obviously got a lot better. I think one of our keys was, you know, finding a little bit of an inside presence, and our big freshman, you know, Landon Gilbert certainly ended the season really strong, and that's not something we really had early on. I mean, he played a little, but certainly wasn't a focal point, where towards the end of the year, it was like, you know, he turned into a focal point. So just having somebody that can get you some easy buckets inside. And then I thought our decision-making from our guard play was so much better late in the year. You know, early in the year, we were just turning it over way too much to have much of a chance. And Jackson Stevens was probably the biggest improvement there, where by the end of the year, he was really just controlling the ball and controlling the offense and getting us into good stuff. So those are the two biggest things. You know, you find a little bit of an inside presence and you're able to score at the rim, and then you just guards making good decisions. And if you can do those things, the rest of it usually works itself out.
Two big seniors that, of course, you know, has meant a lot to the program, four seniors overall. Just talk about that senior class, what they meant, kind of what are they leaving behind as they move forward?
Yeah, you know, Josh and first of all, it's a important senior class for me because it's my fourth year. So these are the, you know, the guys that we've had all four. And Josh and Aiden both, you know, started for us throughout the majority of the year and played a lot of minutes. And neither scored as much as they might want to this year, but both were just good defenders for us and did what they were supposed to do. Both, you know, when you talk about role players, and they both understood their role and then they excelled in their role. You know, that's the important part about being a role player, is you got to be really good in that role, and they both did a great job with that. And then, you know, Logan, Jewel, and then Josh's twin brother, Zach Boyden, didn't get to play as much, but man, talk about two guys who helped us in practice every day, never complained, made us smile, you know, I mean, throughout the year. So certainly miss all four of those guys, and they've definitely left an impact on the program. And, you know, the leadership was off the charts, and no drama, no problems, no fighting, you know, none of that stuff. And especially in a year where you lose a lot of games, that's probably pretty rare. So they certainly set the tone for what locker room should look like, you know, moving forward with our program.
There it is. Royal Valley boys basketball coach Chris Brown. One final time, brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Season ending in the first round of the sub-state tournament at Perry LeCompton with a 6-point overtime loss. Coach, as always, thank you so much for your time throughout the course of the season. Enjoy the off season, and we'll talk to you soon. We appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.